Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in this energizing breath of the divine. Hold. Gently close. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that it does without us giving it any kind of direction or instruction. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 10 minutes or so, that we are consciously choosing to take our attention away from the world of distraction and place it in the inner world, where we are connecting and communing with the ground of our being, God in us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 44 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. We have heard with our ears, O Rock of Ages, all generations have proclaimed the mighty deeds you wrought in their days, in the days of old, of how you with your own hand drove out the nations, sowing seeds for new life, of how you led the peoples into bondage, and then you set them free, for not by their own might did they win the land, nor did they own strength. Nor did their own strength give them victory, but by your power and your might and the light of your countenance, for you sought to awaken them. O you who know all hearts, who are ever present to your people, through you we face our enemies, through your name we call forth our fears, for not in military powers do we trust, nor can arms save us, for only in you can we put our fears to rest and transform them into peace. In you, O gracious one, do we give thanks, and forever will we offer you our songs of praise. Yet at times you seem to abandon us, leaving us alone with our fears. You have given us the freedom to turn from you. Then does our ego seek to rule the day. We become as sheep for slaughter, straying far from the fold. You seem to require too little of us, remaining mute as we wander on worldly highways. without your saving grace. We come in conflict with our neighbors. We fear all who seem different from us. We seek to better ourselves at the expense of other nations. We become arrogant and greedy. Our spirits weaken as we attack others. We become deaf and blind to the cries of those oppressed, at the sight of those wronged. As all this comes upon us, we finally remember you, O infinite love. We pray for your strength in all our hopes and challenges. Our hearts recall your promises of old, to be with us always, yet deep darkness overshadows the land. Until crisis comes, we forget the name of the Creator. We spread forth our hands to a worldly God. Yet, can we ever hide from you, O beloved? For you know the secrets, the will of our hearts and mind. No, love does not abandon us. We ourselves turn our faces from the light. Rouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O foolish peoples? Awaken. Do not stray in the darkness forever. Why do you cover your faces? Why are you ashamed and cast down? With your souls, bow down to the dust. Call out to the beloved for forgiveness. Rise up. Pray for a change of heart. Then will the indwelling presence of the divine guest awaken you kindly with love. Divine beloved, grand is being, Mother, Father, God. You are the indwelling divine guest. We ask this morning that you awaken us to the love that is within us as us. May we align with this truth of who we are and whose we are, that we are made in the image and likeness of love. Love that encompasses all things, in all things, through all things, as all things. Oh, Mother, Father, God, as we come before you this morning, we know that our world is in crisis. And so as we place our world before thy throne of grace, we surrender it and the needs of all its people. For you know what to do and how to do it. For where there is scarcity, where there is war or conflict, where there is food shortage or not enough of whatever that country needs, Mother, Father, God, we surrender to you now, asking that you meet the needs of your people, of your creation, of all of creation at this time. We hold in our hearts all those at this moment who are going into any or having any kind of operational procedure. We ask that you guide the hands of the doctors, the nurses, and all those involved. And that we remember that we are made in that image and likeness of perfect health, wholeness, and right expression. And even if the organic form breaks down in some form, in some way, the deathless self-existent life that is you, that is the Spirit of God in us, as us, resides in every tissue, organ, and particle of our being. So we claim that reality, that truth, that awareness for our beloved ones, for our family, for our friends, for all people who are in need of a healing at this time. We know that just as you can heal us physically, you can heal us financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, psychologically. There's nothing that is too hard for you to do. So whatever the healing need is at this time, for those gathered here this morning, for those listening later, and for all of creation, I surrender it all to you now. Mother, Father, God, is there anything else I have failed to ask? I know you will not fail to bless. For it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that contains all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together for our Palm Sunday service. Until, peace and blessings.